following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to Kung Fu.
Welcome back to Let's Learn Kung Fu. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and today I'll be teaching you how to be, yet again, stronger, faster, and a cooler person like me. Today, I'll be going over three new ideas and mindsets that you can apply in your Kung Fu journey and daily life to make yourself look cooler and in general be a better person. The overview of this episode is as follows. Today, I'll be going over in our first segment how progression works from no belt to white belt and in general key details to make sure your beginner level is helping you in the right direction, because you might be very confused when you start off, and I'm here to give you that direction you need. Second segment, I'll be talking about a mindset that can not only help you improve in the future, but also when you're building your fundamental basics that we're about to talk about, as well as how to take criticism, which definitely is hard for most people like myself, and how I learned to deal with it. And lastly, we will talk about a mindset on how to approach fear and a common thing that you probably will have to face in Kung Fu. But I believe that once you hear what I have to say, you're gonna be way more confident in fighting it than I did. So let's get started. So let me introduce my belt system. My belt system in martial arts went like this. We went from no belt to white belt to yellow belt to green, purple, brown, blue, gold, and red black, and finally black, and black belt first degree, and it keeps going. The purpose of a belt system is not only just to look cooler with different belt colors, like changing your shirt. No, it's to showcase that you not only made it past the previous level and understand the basics, but also have an understanding of how to apply it in a pressure system, from either self-defense when you're fighting someone to just performing form with all the basics that you learned. Which is hard, definitely, when you have to get to a belt test and have to sit in front of your shifu. But the point is, it's not supposed to make you feel really nervous. No, the point is to understand how to use something. That's the purpose of Kung Fu. To not only teach you how to apply it, but also build a sense of community by working with other people trying to get better at Kung Fu. A mindset you can use while you're learning your basics, I would say, is motivation and practice. Because the fact is, if you don't practice your stuff inside in the class and outside the class and always slack off, you're not going to get better. Especially with the key idea of commitment. Because when you show up, you better keep up, or else you're going to fall behind your other classmates and potentially feel bad. Which, like me, I was falling behind all the time. But I always had the motivation to keep up. The idea behind beginner belt, which is no belt, white belt, and yellow belt, the first belts you'll ever get, is you need to build your foundation. And the foundation could be basic stances, or in general, these ideas that I just talked about. But before you even get to all of that, I need to remind you that after the first episode, I told you how to find a good community. But you also have to find other factors, such as, these are the most important in my opinion, which one new one is depending on how many times you want to go. For example, if you want to go 1 to 7 days, for me, I couldn't go all 7 days because there was no Monday. But also expanding on, for example, how you get there. If you don't have someone to take you, that's going to be rough. If you can bike there, good. But don't sign up for classes that you can't go to, because they normally run them from pretty regularly every day at the same time. But if you don't have someone to take you, then definitely don't go that many times. And definitely plan for your amount that you want to go based on your goal. Kung Fu is like a belt goal system that you not only try and get to the higher belt, but you also try to get better at using this skill and also just bettering yourself. And if you look at Kung Fu as a goal standpoint, you're not only able to get better at making friends, communicating with other people, but also building a sense of determination when you fail, or building a sense of responsibility, because you need to keep yourself accountable. Your parents or other people aren't going to hold you accountable all the time. It's you that's going to make you better. And like my shifu says, there is no strength without your foundation. Next, I'll be going over how to take criticism from your shifus and why it might hold you back and how to not let it hold you back. So without further ado, let's get into it. If you're like me, criticism doesn't come easy, especially in Kung Fu. Because as my own motivator, I learned that I don't even need them to tell me I'm bad, because I know I'm already bad. But in my eyes, bad doesn't mean like, oh, it's not good. What I mean is, I know it's bad because I'm not fully following all my techniques all the time. You definitely can't be perfect in Kung Fu, but you can definitely improve after each session of going to Kung Fu or doing something specifically, which is good to apply a mindset. And the mindset that I want to teach you is the mindset that you can always do better the next time, not a mindset to burn you out. Because if you always achieve something better than last time, you're definitely going to feel way better about yourself. But also, if you always try and get better than last time and you don't get better than last time and instead it backfires, you're definitely going to burn out and potentially lose your motivation to go to Kung Fu. However, I would look at it like this. From Sing 2, I saw this one scene where the koala was riding on that disco ball and fell all the way to the ground. And I would imagine you like that. Oh, when you're told criticism, you'll be the disco ball that falls all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. But if you look at it a different way, you're starting from the bottom and you can work your way up. Just like he said in the movie, and a cliche thing everyone says is, when you reach rock bottom, the only way to go is up. And I want you to be the disco ball. The disco ball who isn't afraid to fall down to get back up. Because in Kung Fu, you're going to fall down a lot. That's why we do push-ups all the time. But if you always have the mentality to get back up, you're going to succeed in Kung Fu. And I believe that it will take time, but first steps is accepting that you're going to fail. And once you do that, you're going to be unstoppable. But now let's get into the actual things that make you unstoppable physically. And that's body conditioning. Body conditioning in Kung Fu is different because we actually do a lot of calisthenics. Now, if you don't know what calisthenics is, I would say that you could look up a video. But what I mean by calisthenics in Kung Fu, I'm talking about we do a lot of body weight as well as using different weights to be able to control our body through jumping, spinning, kicking, falling, and spring ourselves up from just our hands, legs, and whenever. Because you're going to fall a lot, especially if you're in a fight. You need to know how to get back up and keep on fighting. Because if you don't, then you're just going to get beat up. And that's not self-defense. So let me go over some things that you're going to learn that definitely will help you train. And if you're going to just do this at home, I would suggest you try to do these exercises and start really low reps. And reps as in doing, like, for example, if you do 5 push-ups, that's like 1 rep. 1 rep would be like how many you want to do at one time and then take a break. So let's get into it. So we have push-ups, which are when you put your hands out in front of you and your legs back. I'm not going to explain every single exercise because that would be way harder to do, easier said than done. But you can always look up a tutorial. But here's what I would suggest you definitely need to practice if you want to be a martial artist. Sit-ups for your upper body and being able to crunch down, especially in sparring, which will be important. Squats, because you need to be able to jump and kick hard. Push-ups, as well as cardio in general, because you need endurance to spar and run and just in general do forms. Endurance in Kung Fu is essential. And we also have techniques in Kung Fu. For example, for white belt to no belt to white belt, here's what you might learn, or just in general, some techniques. Endurance stances, which will not only increase your endurance to stand in one place, but also increase your mentality to hold strong when you have to. Mabu, horse stance. Gombu, bow stance. Self-defense. You also learn self-defense techniques to not only show what you learn, but also through your stances and in general application under pressure. For example, you learn front hand choke where you'll the other person will grab your neck and you'll break out and push them, or you're going to knee them in the no-no area and then throw them away. And kicks, such as the spring kick where you'll lift your knee and kick like a soccer ball into their no-no area also. Blocks like high block, forward block, and down block. And forms, which will use all the basics. Now, let's get into how to counter fear and why is it hard. When you start Kung Fu, you're definitely not going to be very used to the normal. The normal being you're gonna be sent to learn new things that you definitely will be bad at. And the pressure to do something might make you feel quite awkward or in general, just not in the zone to do it. And you're definitely gonna mess up. And when you mess up, you might think, dang, everyone's looking at me, everyone's staring, everyone's judging me just because of how I failed. But no one really cares. Because the fact is, everyone's been there. I've been there. For example, I think one moment that showcased that in my journey was when I was learning the Black Dragon, my hardest move in Kung Fu by far. You don't need to know what it is till you get there. But someone else was failing, and I already was past it. But what my Shifu said to him was, no one's looking at you. It's not like your pants are going to fall off. Because the joke was, his pants kept slipping, and no one was like looking at him. I wasn't even looking at him. I just overheard my Shifu, and I was like, wow, this guy's so worried about his pants falling off that he's unable to do the move. And the fact is, I'm not trying to showcase how he was doing bad. It was more of the fact that how fear can hold you back. Sometimes fear can look physical, from getting hurt to mental, where it's just all in your head. And the fact is, some things that I thought I would really suck at, when I actually did it, I did a first try. And sometimes it took a while, but that's the point. It's supposed to take a while. So not only challenge yourself, but also just teach you how to level up as a person and a martial artist. Ways to overcome fear vary from person to person, but here's how I overcame fear. I, first of all, had trust in myself. Definitely took a while to build up, but over time as a martial artist, you'll learn that after you put in so much work, it's just second nature, muscle memory, if you will. Because the fact is, you put in the work, and you wouldn't have gone there if you didn't put in the work to not only improve yourself, your techniques, but in general, just get stronger. Another way to get over fear is to find others you can trust and help motivate yourself. Your fellow classmates, your parents, your aunts, your cousin, etc. Anyone who can not only motivate you and make you feel safe to not only mess up in front of or show them something you learned is definitely a great person to have in your Kung Fu journey, because they're going to be not only a sort of comforting person to you when you fail, but also someone you can go to when you just want to show off how cool you look now, which is definitely something you need when you're failing at a majority of new things that you definitely won't succeed at for a while. And lastly, you gotta be humble and ask for help, because your Shifu's classmates, family, and everyone there on your journey is there to help you. No one's gonna berate you for being bad at something. Your Shifu's might joke around of you, but the fact is, they're only doing that to showcase it's not that bad. At the end of the day, a mess up today won't be a mess up tomorrow. And if it continues tomorrow, then you're not thinking about how to improve. To improve is to think about tomorrow and not just the mistakes of today. That being said, you definitely have to put in a lot of work. So to overcome your fear, I would suggest you stay busy. Keep getting work, falling, tripping, jumping, push-upping, sit-upping, anything you can do to get stronger. Keep doing it, because while you might suck at it now, you definitely won't suck at it later. And that wraps up Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 2. However, I can't leave you guys without my Kung Fu joke of the day. So here it is. What did the Kung Fu instructor say to his student during lunchtime? It's time to walk and roll. So let's walk and roll into Kung Fu in your own way. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, where tomorrow we'll go into how friends and family can elevate your Kung Fu. Just like before, we end our Kung Fu class with a cheer. So get up. Yes, get up and find a safe place to jump and spin. And today, if you forgot, you have to lower your hands and clap 3 times and thrust your fists into the air and spin to your right. That's the cheer. And today, we're going to yell something that you want to learn in Kung Fu. Yell so loud you scare all your fears away. Ready? 1, 2, 3, flips! That concludes Let's Learn Kung Fu Episode 2. Cappy Kicks, signing off, kicking all your doubts away, and you into the right direction, signing off.